All right, ladies and gentlemen, kind of turning this into a primer of things that I knew and then a couple things I didn't, but regardless, these are humongous emphases on the issues of the American healthcare system and unfortunately, then how that leads the greedy and the powerful to take advantage of our system because I can't remember if it was Abramson or something, somebody else, it may have been McCullough. Somebody said something like, okay, we've got approximately 1/20th of the world's population, just a hair underneath that. And yet something like the majority of drug company profits on the planet are made in the U.S. because of how captured our system is to incentivize expensive products, incentivize unnecessary alleged technological developments, and incentivize the marketing of new types of solutions, whether or not they're really any more effective and so on. So this example then is still off of the John Abramson interview, off of the Joe Rogan Experience. And this one has a couple of points. I don't know if I'll make them both here. One of them, it's about an Alzheimer's medication. Now, if you go listen to my glyphosate episode, and probably a little bit in the prostate-specific antigen episode as well, both of them on the scales of truth here, you'll find these types of shenanigans, certainly in the glyphosate, and I think maybe in the PSA one, where an FDA, a drug is brought through to FDA approval, and they have advisory boards. The idea being they don't have they're experts, they don't have a dog in the fight, and they're not specifically with the FDA. So they're paid to look at this, to help evaluate, and then to give their recommendation on whether a food or a drug, a chemical of some kind, is going to be approved or not. Well, back during the glyphosate episode, we saw definite shenanigans where one or the other or many or a majority of the advisory committee said absolutely not, or they abstained. And nonetheless, say a majority said no, and the FDA goes, well, we're approving it anyway. And part of that could be because, remember, they don't have to show better effectiveness. So why not approve it? Well, you shouldn't approve it because it really is no improvement whatsoever. Why approve it? And we're aware of some side effects, and it seems fishy to me. So no, I don't want to approve it. Well, we're approving it. Well, this is an example for an Alzheimer's drug. He says a name. I'm not going to give it. It's kind of like when we say there's victims and there's a criminal, and then we learn the criminal's name. I'm not going to give the drug the respect of naming it. I don't know if it's since been approved. Abramson talks about it's a pretty recent situation, I believe. It's toward the end of the interview. And he says, what this drug was supposedly to help Alzheimer's. And it was based on maybe the idea that amyloid plaque, I think is the name of it, amyloid plaque. Let me check that real quick. Yes, that is how you say it, amyloid plaque. So the idea is that amyloid plaque in the brain appears to correlate or be associated with Alzheimer's. And yet there was big side effects to this drug. And the idea is that since the amyloid plaque is going down, if we have something that's going to decrease amyloid plaque, it might be a good Alzheimer's medication, which of course is just going to be humongous. It's going to be a market, if it's not a market already, that's worth billions and billions. And as we poison our atmosphere on a regular basis, both with with the drugs we put inside our body, now that for some incredibly strange reason, as we use nanoparticle heavy metals in vaccines and put them in the skies, nanoparticles are an unnatural size that the body would not be aware of. We put nanoparticle heavy metals all over the place. Well, guess what's going to happen? Heavy metal buildup in the brain. So this drug is supposed to decrease Alzheimer's, which is going to be a huge market, under the idea that it reduces amyloid plaque. Well, unfortunately, it did not lead to clinical outcomes that were any better. So the idea seems great, but it really, in the end, what mattered just was not affected. And worse, it had a bad side effect. And we're not talking kind of, but we're talking about brain side effects. 33% incidence, brain swelling, brain bleeding. Okay? So A, there's no clinical benefit. The theory was nice, but for whatever reason, A didn't lead to B, and the non-predicted side effects were awful. 33% brain swelling, brain bleeding, not good for something that is supposed to treat problems of the brain. So, due to that, the entirety of the FDA advisory committee, or board, whichever you call it, voted against it. Now, I got to be careful. None of them voted for it. One of them abstained, and the rest of them voted against it. And the FDA nonetheless approved it, at least initially. So now I don't know that we're at the end of the story, but there's your next example. Okay, you can have an advisory board with specifics on, dude, 33%. And so I don't know what kind of money is changing hands or what's going on. But as I said many a time, for that one as well as others, there are certain elected officials and public officials that honestly, their finances should be open. They've got to be open, at least as to the type of money and transactions. If you're going to be a public servant, then that's going to have to be the sacrifice, and you just really do get good people and not greedy people. Because how do you have all of the advisory committee voting against it, and you know the very good reason, there's no clinical benefit, and there's a 33% risk of damage to one of our two most important organs, maybe three if you count liver, right? Our freaking brain, for something that is an illness of the brain. So that's just another great example. And then on top of that, I'm going to have one more episode around this John Abramson episode and emphases on this. So, you know, when you hear someone say, it got approved by the FDA, you know what? That doesn't mean any more than whether or not my 5-year-old said that the book that I'm authoring is good or not. It doesn't mean anything. It literally doesn't mean anything by itself. I mean, once you know that things can be absolutely upside down, you can't apply that basic rule and just have that simple rule give you any meaning whatsoever. All right, guys, that's it for me. Probably one more on that outstanding episode. Joe Rogan does real yeoman's work, truly heroic in some sense, just because of the outlook of he'll have those people on. He'll ask those follow-up questions. He will let them speak, unlike big tech. And honestly, if Twitter went away tomorrow, we'd be in better shape. Let's just be honest. They are now opinion bullies, but not just bullies, because opinion bullies might be like, go get them, everybody. No, they are, I don't even know what to say about them. It's just that they just won't allow free public discussion of important ideas. And that's what's so crazy. The Supreme Court, if they don't do something about the vaccine mandate, we're already in trouble. But what's worse is that they haven't done anything about a corporation that is the public square saying no less than even our representatives, the people who represent half of states at a time, if it's a senator, and otherwise, whatever it is, a few hundred thousand people a piece, 350 million divided by 435, whatever that is. So 3 out of 435, about 700,000 people a piece, don't get a say on their platforms. Someone of all the people who have to be allowed to say public things that are controversial, because politics is supposed to be controversial and political speech is supposed to be the most protected speech. I know corporations can do what they want, but you're assuming that they're not being affected by politicians, aren't you? And they are. Once you realize that the FDA advisory committee can have absolutely no, and then the FDA can approve it, then you know none of it means anything. So thank the Lord for Joe Rogan and others. I know I do my small part. In fact, you know what? I'll go ahead and say it. My dream has always been to make this a full-time gig. And, so go ahead. And I'm not saying I'm going to get there anytime soon, but if you do want to support the fact that I do try to get to the bottom of things and emphasize that, do whatever you can. I appreciate it. You can go do that over at the mainstay of my podcast. It starts over on Audio Boom. So go find my podcast there as opposed to, say, Spotify, and you'll be able to donate. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Probably one more episode around the John Abramson, Joe Rogan appearance. And that's going to be good. I think it's another good last emphasis. Thanks, guys.